live performance is so exciting because it's just like, it's happening like then and there. And
you're the man.
Yeah. And it's also, it's like, you know, it's like for me, I'm very humble because I'm like, you guys could be anywhere, right? You know, these days you got a lot of options. You can have food delivered to the house. streaming, what do we have? We can watch anything at the push of a button.
Exactly.
So all these, I shouldn't be saying this, and people be like, oh, that's right. I don't have to go to your show. No. But to think that they're there, that is, I'm very humble because I'm like, thank you so much for coming.
Shout out to Southern Slugs, Pete Oldfield and the gang there. They've got a wonderful event happening up there in Phuket in Thailand in December. That's a 5-day event. There's the over 35s, that's the men, the slugs, and the open age women's, which is the dingoes. So get involved in that. Go to the Southern Slugs Facebook page to find out more details, but it should be a lot of fun.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Goxie.
Oh, that's a top drop.
Mate, I have to say, I actually can't stand chocolate milk. I know that's a bit of a sin to someone that's very much part of the Marmalade Boys crew.
I'm open-minded, you know. Open-minded. I do find it funny because I love my iced coffee.
Yeah, same.
But I find it funny people who mock like coffee. They're like, ooh, latte sippers. And then it's like, you look at iced coffee, it's like it's cold and sweet. And
yeah, I know, it's bizarre. There's
not really anything tough about iced coffee, but they think they're tough. Like, yeah.
And I absolutely love my chocolate, but I can't stand chocolate milk. It's funny, isn't it? But Aaron Gox, welcome to Comedy Legends with Bevo, live as well.
Yeah,
how good
thanks
is this?
For having me on. I appreciate it. I reached out to you and then, you were like, you want to do it over online? I was like, no, I want to come in, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you in the studio and obviously come over from Queensland. You didn't bring the warm weather with you, unfortunately. It's raining, outside.
Brizzy winters are beautiful, actually. A lot of people say beautiful Queensland, perfect, but I actually don't like the summers, which is funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm from there. But I'm not built for it. I'm overweight, hairy. You need to be not hairy, slim. Yep. So I sweat a lot and but it's not nice. But
with the tan as well.
Yeah, yeah. Winters are beautiful. Winters are beautiful. We got those 18, sun's out, but it's not hot.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah,
then you come over here, it's like Melbourne, isn't it? So,
I've heard your summers can get really hot, right?
Yeah. No, they can. But we better talk about the big game tomorrow night. And speaking of chocolate milk, there's going to be plenty of that on show.
Yeah.
It's the Div 12 Resi's Lockleys Footy Club game up against the Prince Alfred Old Scholars. It's top versus bottom. But you've got some seriously good players in your side, though.
I feel like it's what a massive week for Adelaide. You got Port and Collingwood. You got the showdown this week.
Yep.
And wedged in between the biggest Rezzy's game ever. Yep. But, it's funny because I've been following those guys. I actually know Checkers for a while. He got me over for some gigs years ago.
How'd that relationship come about? Tell us more.
Well, that's the funny thing. It's hard to trace back. I think just online following each other. And he said come over because he does DJing as well. And he got me over for a few... we say DJ, but I didn't know what I was doing. I called them more appearances, you know. I just stood behind the desk, hyping. He'd have me on at the, what's the pub where the big showdown blue was at? The beach?
Oh, the Ramsgate?
Yeah. He had me on there. Went out to one of those big fishing town, Port, I should know this, Port Lincoln, I think.
Yep.
Took me out there, which was awesome.
Beautiful spot.
That was the first regional SA thing I've ever done, so that was exciting. And then I've just been following them and blowing up. Everyone loves their Resi stuff. I actually, just thinking he would probably say it's not possible, I reached out a while ago, said, would I be able to play a game with you? Didn't know anything about this event.
Yeah.
And then he said, and told me about this. And then it's it's surreal. I'm flying over for... Not many fly over for Resi's games, you know? You got the big sort of... You know, Gary Ablett shows up at the country for 10 grand or whatever. but it's awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going along as well as a spectator. I actually know Steve Mazurka, the captain coach of the Lockley side. He's played footy with him, and I was hoping to get a gig as well, but I got in a bit too late, unfortunately. So maybe next year.
Just following all the escapades is seeing the Premier play and that was cool.
It should be a lot of fun. So
I met the boys were up on the Gold Coast recently.
Yes.
And I said to them, come to the Gabba. And we went to watch the Lions together. So
I saw their videos and that.
Yeah.
Now, they're absolutely going gangbusters, of course. And now the game should be a lot of fun. I saw last night, Chequers has been interviewed by Daisy Thomas as well. So,
yeah.
Talk about big publicity.
It's all blowing up. Yeah,
exactly.
But they work hard, good on them, you know. That's why I was like, we got it like a bit of a community, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when Gather Round was announced and I was like, I wasn't able to come, unfortunately. But I was like, it's going to be a meetup of all the creators or whatever they call it, content creator, you know.
Yeah. Influencers.
That's the word, influencers, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is, like some people make fun of that. So it's not like we're like those girls who are calling up restaurants wanting a free meal and stuff. We got a little bit of a community going on, yeah.
No, good on you. And what are you looking forward to most about tomorrow night's game?
Oh, probably I've requested to go to the old school position of full forward.
Yep.
Doesn't really exist these days in the modern game, but because I played a little bit of footy, not much in Melbourne, but I was put into the pocket more. It was more that kind of worst player get out of the way thing. Because look, I grew up playing rugby league in Brizzy, mate. Look at, I'm not suited to footy, you know. Like, you don't see the belly in modern footy, do you? You know?
No, that's it. Those days
there's
the,
too much running, but
the Tony Lockett's of the
day. I love the
and,
game, yeah. But that's something that's exciting. Like, hoping to sort of sit down in the goal square and get a bit of.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's top versus bottom, so I don't know what the delivery will be like. And it's an interesting team.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
A lot of people
sure.
have been asking, like, how's it gonna work? Is it? Is there like allowances for numbers and that?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of high turnover. I don't know if that comp has a cap on interchange.
Well, if it's raining outside like it is at the moment tomorrow night, then it might work in your favour.
Because
I used to play against those sort of college sides like Prince Alfred, and they're always really fast and quick.
Yeah.
Even if it is like their D grade or whatever. So, it should be good
fun. One thing I've always struggled with sports, cause I like a lot of different sports, tried a lot of sports over the years. One of the hard things is finding a level that suits, because not good enough for the elite, but also often didn't really like the super low levels.
Yeah.
But they can be fun too. Like these guys are showing the fun side of it. But
yeah, exactly.
I've been playing rugby league in Brizzy over 35s.
How's that been going?
Yeah, it's fun because cause we're all old boys, so there's a lot of modifications or rules. For safety and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't have more than two people in a tackle. Yeah. So if there's three in it, the ref will call penalty and
Yeah, that's a good thing for sure.
The last game of the season was last Saturday, and all week I've had pain here. I probably should get it checked out. Don't know if it's ribs or kidneys, but it can be a brutal game, But it's played in good spirits, that comp.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Because I used to play never a level of pro or anything, but suburban, kind of high, but it could get quite heated. But this comp is like, you'll tackle someone and you'll say, good run, mate, and he'll go, good tackle, mate.
That's what you want.
I've never really experienced that before.
Over 35s, you want to have some fun.
And we all just like the other week I got sent off. I got a bit heated.
But, what'd you do?
Nothing bad. I was just pushing, but I think the ref was like, you've been doing it all game, you're an idiot. It was more just stop being an idiot, get off. But then you shake hands after. There's not been any issues at all.
Yeah,
really.
That's good.
There's a couple of times things get heated, and then, you know, it's like white line fever when you go on the field,
Hey, we were talking before off air, and you've had an interesting journey. You were a labourer in the past and stuff, Aaron, and then you've got a couple of teenage kids as well yourself. Tell us about your journey and how you first got into comedy.
Yeah, well, a lot of different jobs. I've never sort of learned anything or qualified anything. I've tried a few apprenticeships and stuff, but when you don't have a qualification, you just gotta, you know, hit up Seek, or I'm old enough to remember the newspaper for jobs, but these days it's a Seek or whatever. But taxi driver, that was interesting. That was good for comedy gear, but taxi driver, a lot of laboring and some not very nice stuff. I end up did a little very little bit of asbestos removal. That's not
nice. Geez,
you gotta wear the suits and the mask, and
that's rough.
Warehouses, worked in one of the supermarket warehouses for a long time.
What about taxi driver? That would have been, you'd have had some interesting experiences there.
Yeah. It was, I was doing night shift. And so in Brisbane, not much going on midweek, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sort of could go a couple of hours with nothing on. And then messing with your time clock of your body too. Sort of, you know, sleeping all day, working all night. Yeah, that was, those couple of years were a bit of a blur, but. And people laugh about it thinking back to it, but that the local comedy scene, Brizzy, I would sort of rock up to a gig, leave my taxi in front, and you had to keep it running or it would switch up. And then I could, you know, I'd go in, do a quick spot, go, but I'd still be in my taxi uniform.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, things like that are just a bit quirky, but you do what you got to do to get by, you know? And then, yeah, I've done a little bit of trying to do comedy as my only thing, which I'm doing as at the moment, which is a little bit scary, but exciting.
Yeah.
When I say scary, I mean in terms of, like, security and
yeah, because you've got two kids and it's your only thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
And most yeah. jobs, you know, like you do it, it's going to come in at the end of the week, the money or whatever. And
yeah,
it's very defined. This is a lot more of just always getting that next thing. Yeah,
yeah, that must be such yeah. a challenge, knowing that you're not only yeah. going to look after yourself, but you've got two teenage kids to yeah, to feed yeah. as well, being a single dad.
Yeah,
so,
and it's yeah. funny because moralistically, like when I was young, I was like a little bit like, oh, why? Why is everyone trying to get, like, brekkie radios? And now I can see it's wanting that, like, security or something, you know? I mean, in terms of comedians and performers and things, you know, people want that security, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And when did you first get that passion for comedy?
Always been a bit of a funny fellow, like a class clown.
Yeah.
But more of a class idiot. Always enjoyed making jokes. I've loved comedy, watching comedy things from a young age. Like, it was all around me. More series and movies when I was a kid than stand-up. Like, there was a bit of stand-up, actually, because I'm a 90s kid, so you'd sort of, some of the panel shows and talk shows that someone would do a set. Footy Show was big for me. So it was there. It was a lot there when I was growing up, but definitely movies and series and sketch shows and things. I loved it. And Funny Fellow itself. And but I had, like, sort of a gap years where I didn't try it or anything, so it wasn't until early 20s I gave it a go, yeah. And went to the local open mic scene in Brizzy.
And what was your first gig like? Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was exciting. The Raw, Triple J Raw Comedy Comp. And this is a bit embarrassing. I was like, because, like, you know, over time you learn, like, try and let the material speak for itself. But I didn't know that then. And my very first gig, I wore the, you know, the tuxedo t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, so I wore that just to, like, oh, he's a funny fella. And I don't know if it helped, but, like, first gig, had a few jokes that were pretty bad. And the first time, didn't progress for the Royal Comedy Contest. Came back again the next year. Went through to the Queensland Finals. Yeah, it was exciting, yeah. So that was, like, it gives you a little, like, oh, keep at it, you know? And
yeah.
And then the next few years, very, very slow progress because there wasn't a lot of gigs in Brisbane too. I was actually living in Sydney for a bit, but life was pretty hectic. My first daughter was born and really doing a lot of hours of labouring work and things just to try and get by. So squeezing in a gig here and there, but kept at it. And then mainly the Brisbane scene for years. Started to tour interstate, doing a few gigs down south, Sydney, Melbourne, and that was something that really pushed me along, because going down to Melbourne, you're sort of mixing with people on telly, radio, those sort of, you know.
Like your Lawrence Mooney's and
yeah,
Lemo's
yeah.
and these
Luke
sort of
McGregor,
yeah.
Ronnie Chang,
yeah.
Celia Piccolo, those sort of, yeah, and quite a few of them, they're lovely people, they would give me compliments, they like your act, and it's like, oh, these guys like it.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me. And
that's give you that confidence as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
And audiences as well. They're lovely audiences. Yeah, yeah.
And what's, I guess, your approach with this show is, because talking to different comedians with Comedy Legends with Bevo, and I always find it interesting just hearing the way they approach things. And, you know, some comedians like to hear, rely so much on the audience. And
yeah.
Do you do that a little bit yourself, or how do you sort of go into it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that a lot with the, they call it, like, I think it's a crowd work is a big, not so much me, I do like it, but I'm a little bit shy, you know, a little, so, and worried too, but yeah, if people want to be involved, I like that, you know, I've found that over the years that, not everyone, like, everyone's different, but some people like being a part of things, it's not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
Some people would rather just watch, which is good, you know. Yeah, but I like it. Like live is so, live performance is so exciting because it's just like, it's happening like then and there. And
you're the man.
Yeah. And it's also, it's like, you know, it's like for me, I'm very humble because I'm like, you guys could be anywhere, right? You know, these days you got a lot of options. You can have food delivered to the house. what, you know, streaming, what do we have? We can watch anything at the push of a button.
Exactly.
So all these, I shouldn't be saying this, and people be like, oh, that's right. I don't have to go to your show. No, no. But to think that they're there, that is, I'm very humble because I'm like, thank you so much for coming. And
that's great.
I'm a big believer in, like, not to say money. Money is valuable. I'm not saying money isn't. But time as well, people's time. Like, people will pay a ticket, right? But even to give you an hour of their time.
Yeah.
Because they're lit to and from their house too. Can end up being 2 hours, can't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you live out
so you've got to give them the best show you can. And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in terms of material, like, do you rely on being a father and also your labour stuff and your taxi stuff? Like,
well, I try and mix it up. Like, that's the worst, where I'm like, oh, if I write something, I'm like, oh, not the kids again. But sometimes it's just, if it's funny, it's funny too.
Yeah.
Because, like, even, you know, I'll talk a lot about sort of chalky milk and like Red Rooster and fast food and stuff. But that's my life, see, you know? And that's what I first found funny is suburbia. Like the movie The Castle is a big influence, right? And that's suburban Australia. And so what made me laugh is, you know, like Rissoles Love and looking at the Trading Post and all that suburban, you know, like, Dale dug a hole, and so many great quotes that people love. The reason you love it because it's classic suburbia, right?
Yeah, so true. And so the chalky milk, we were talking about this off air as well. Here I was thinking it was the Marmalade Boys that came up the idea, but it was actually yours, Aaron.
No, I wasn't trying to paint it like that. I just meant I've been banging on about it, but no, we're good on them for like pushing it forward, you know?
Yeah.
My thing was always like, without going too deep into it, like sort of alcohol and stuff hit it pretty hard at a young age and so went away from that.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, wouldn't you see a lot of people like pushing beer and stuff, which is fine, but I thought, wouldn't it be funny if you push like
chalky milk?
Yeah, it's kind of a kid sort of drink or like, but it's also like, tasty and refreshing. So, but one of the great things too, traveling around touring, is it is something that is unique to areas, right? I guess my thinking is, like, say soft drink keeps longer, right? So you just see Coke and Pepsi everywhere, but the milks are more unique to the area, right? Like, have you ever been to Perth? I've only ever seen their spearmint milk. They're like, and it's weird, right? Like,
yeah, and we've got eggnog here in SA, and not the other places would have that.
Yeah,
probably,
well, that's what I'm saying. Unique sort of brands, flavors. Like, one thing I like here is the I think it's like French vanilla or something cappuccino. I love a lot of the Adelaide cuisine. Yeah,
like our Farmers Union Nice Coffee.
Yeah, pie floaters.
Yeah, you know, Farmers Union Nice Coffee actually outsells Coke, believe it or not.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah, it's
I think
so
I've
popular.
Heard that. I think one of those, you know, there's sort of facts you hear that are a bit quirky where they'll say, I don't know, you know, there's like, what's that one? Is I think it's like the second most amount of Greeks in the world is in Melbourne or things like that. And I think that I've heard that where it's one of the few places that outsells Coke. I know once when I came in, Macca's had it. Is that, they still have it?
I reckon they did for a while I'm not too sure at the moment. So, hey, you've got, speaking of podcasts as well, you've got your own Have a Yarn. Tell us about that and what that's all about.
Yeah, so I was very silly for a long time. I regret it, but I put off podcasts because I wasn't a listener myself, which I am now. And I just said, it's thinking back, it's a bit silly, but I was like, oh, every man, his dog's got one. I shouldn't do it. But it's silly. Now I think, you know, that didn't stop me doing comedy, and there's a lot of comedians. And imagine if, like, your favourite band didn't start being a band. You know, you just got to do stuff. That's what I realise now. Yeah. But, yeah, put it off for a long time. But I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. It's a pretty basic format. Like this, I just get one guest in, chat to them, kind of follow their journey.
Yeah.
Life journey. And
fantastic.
But, my aim was to have a good spread of like comedians, musos, sportsville. Mainly just being comedians and musos so far. So if there's any sportsville watching, reach out. But that's it. I just meet people in my travels. There's got interesting stories to tell. And sometimes it's just great. It's a bit selfish, but it's just great having the chat. And I forget like we're recording, you know, if I wasn't holding the mic.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Had some awesome chats with people and like, Really, I learned stuff I didn't know about them.
Well, we spoke before as well about Jared Goundrey, who's a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, Jared actually interviewed me as Legends of Bevo host. So he wore the Legends of Bevo polo one time and interviewed me as if he was hosting. That was good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, I do love being interviewed as well. It's good
sometimes
fun.
Sometimes, like, you know, it comes to the time where we're supposed to stop and we just keep talking.
It's
so fun.
It's good. Yeah, and you actually got a movie coming up as well called Emu War with Damien Power, fellow comedian. Tell us about that.
Oh, no, Damien, I don't think Damien's in it. It's got a lot of comedians. Oh, actually, that was different. I did a series with Damien, sorry. I might have confused you, but so Emu War, based on a real event, it's a historical thing. I think it was over in West Australia, middle of nowhere. Not near Perth. But you can look it up. There's real... But we're the comedy version. We're just like, But coming out towards the end of the year, really exciting, got to, like, act with emus and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And one of the hard things in comedy is keeping a straight face doing acting with... And I had to talk to emus to keep a straight... Not... They were puppets, you know.
Yeah, that would be hard.
But I remember this one scene. I shouldn't really give it away, but whatever. Yeah. But it was like, I opened a door and... I think it's like the stepdad opens it up and the stepson is there and I have to alternate between the two and I was like trying to keep it straight because I was like, not now, Daryl, you know, like Daryl's a stepdad or it's like so fun, but I loved it because like I grew up, you know, watching comedy, action, everything in the 90s and all that, and we got to do like stunts and action things in it. And I'm like, I'm running down through this like dry creek bed with... I'm like shirtless with, you know, the bullet things, the, what do you call that?
Bullet vest, bulletproof vest or?
No, it's like, you know, the bullets they wear, you used to see like Arnie
Schwarzenegger. Oh, yes,
yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Not bulletproof, but yeah, the actual bullets, like, yeah, I was wearing that, shirtless wearing that. And well, it was like, when I'd get, it was like wearing it for a few hours, you know, it's kind of heavy, but it was fun, you know, it was really fun and got to do a lot of stunts, and there's another series with Damien Power, another comedian as well.
What was that about?
So that one it's more about parody of new age medicine and psychology and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, wow.
So we got to do stunts in that as well. So looking forward to both. People get to see the stunt version of me, hopefully. But it's really exciting. I love acting and stuff, but... unfortunately, there's a bit of a way with production, and because you want it to look good, but
I've done some acting before, and you spend like 8 hours there for like a 30-second advert. It's phenomenal, isn't it?
The longer format, obviously, more goes into it, and but I love it.
Oh, good on you! And so you've done a bit of acting in the past as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got to be in the movie The Merger. That was fun. Yeah. With Damien Callinan, do you know Damien?
He's good. Yeah,
yeah. That's on Netflix if you want to check it out. But
we'll have to. Yeah,
yeah. That was really fun. And the funny thing about that was there was a few of us comedians, and then there was proper qualified actors, like people from theatre, and so it was this kind of like two sides.
Yeah.
But it worked well. We're providing the comedy element. They're providing the serious element. But they were great. They were funny as well. But some really high quality actors and then comedians. And there's a story, I've told it many times, but I'll tell it again. So in our time off, we went down to hang out at the river. They've got a beach there in Wagga where it's like sand on the river. And we went over the other side. There's like, you know, when there's like a rope on a tree?
Yeah.
Like, and we're swinging in.
Yeah.
Anyway, we come back and I'm a bad swimmer as it is, but must have worn myself out going on that. And I start drowning. And one of the other actors, Ben Knight, he's a big athletic man. I'm so lucky he was there because, like, no one else probably... He ended up saving me from drowning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like, it's pretty scary. It's like, to think back, I could have died drowning. Because with drowning, you don't have much sort of... It's not like running and you run out of gas, you just lie down. It's like, that's it, right? But, and I'm a... That's what I'm saying, a heavy bloke. If it was someone else there, not as athletic as Nighty, it was really...
Bet you bought him a few beers.
That's why I keep telling it, because I'm like, man, you saved my life, right?
Yeah.
Man, he's in these, like, awesome movies now. I'm like, Oh, well, I feel like asking him to get me in, but I'm like, he's already done enough, kept me alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what about the rest of 2023? What's the plan?
Yeah, like trying to tour around. I'm hoping to get to places I haven't been before, trying to do like a regional tour. I'm just in the process of booking that. So if anyone's watching who's got a venue or a pub or whatever, get in touch. But because that's the thing I find hard is organizing, right? I don't mind going to a town, performing. Just to, how do you find them? But anyway, I've been looking at where other acts go, but then the problem is if they're a lot bigger than me, I can't do. Where Carl Barron's doing. Or like,
yeah. Hey, you could back up Jared. He's doing
that's what
his Vanilla Slice tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, guys like that are inspiring me because I'm seeing these tours they're doing and I get jealous because I'm like, I want to hit
Kel Bernays.
And it's not just to get away from the kids.
And Amy Hetherington, they've sort of been probably a bit
There's some people doing it. Yeah. Daniel Connell's hitting the road hard, so
there you go. Yeah, so what happens with the kids? They just go to your parents?
Parents are good help. And
that's what I'm there for.
But they are at a bit, they're teenage years now, so.
Makes it a bit easier for
I've shown them home alone.
So. Yeah.
They know what to do. But in all seriousness, there has been times when It doesn't feel great to leave them, but like it's life isn't perfect, right? Like
But you're trying to put food on the table for them as well.
And I said to you before, I think I said it off air, but there'll be times when doing this that I'm there when someone in a normal job, I say normal job, you know, whatever, 9-to-5 labor. Yeah. There's times when those sort of people wouldn't be able to take their kids to school or pick them up, and I've been there on those occasions. So, but there's trade-offs. I've missed birthdays. I'm not happy about it. I mean, I had to. I'm not saying I was down the road at the pub. It's a trade-off, you know? Like, I'm doing what I love and I want to give them a good upbringing and they know that I'm not just out mucking around. Like in my younger years, I would follow bands around, like do silly tours. This is like, trying to support my family, so
I think it's so inspiring. I can relate to that as well. You know, I left a government job, be earning probably twice as much as I am now, but you're now doing what I love.
Yeah, well, I've heard it repeated, like sacrifices.
Yeah.
And it's not to say I don't want to come across as like poor me or anything, because I've done it.
Not at
chosen
all.
Chosen it. Mm. And I know what's involved in both, because like I've had that feeling when things are going well and gone past a building site and thought, glad I'm not on that anymore. Then there's also refreshing bank accounts, checking for things to come in. So there's a little bit of like,
It's tough, isn't it?
And being a public, putting yourself out in public, there's a little bit of sometimes there's like trolling and stuff.
And what about next year? Adelaide Fringe, you going to come over for it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to do more of that sort of thing, but I've found it difficult in the past to commit to. I'm not so sure about. I've never done Fringe, so I'd like to do it. But in terms of like Melbourne Comedy Fest, right, you have to have all of your things in very early. Like, so it's an April festival pretty much, and you have to have everything in by October, like your venue, your registration.
Oh, yeah.
And I found that hard because I don't know. It's very hard for me to commit.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that changes, like, but at this stage, I find it hard with the festivals. I feel like they should have a latecomers, like a lucky dip where you can go, like,
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm not trying to make a comment on if it's right or wrong or whatever. Like, I'm sure, like, Melbourne Festival is a huge festival. There's like 400 shows. So that's probably why they want to get everything sorted. And a massive festival, but
I guess you can always bring your kids over to Adelaide and have the fringe shows.
Well, see, what happened this year was I did a show in Melbourne during the fest, but it wasn't officially like registered with the fest, right? So, you know, it is what it is. I wasn't trying to be rogue or anything. It's just like I said, how I find it hard doing it official.
Yeah,
but that means I wasn't on the festival's brochures and websites and program and all that,
which makes it hard as
well.
But
I can try and use my socials, like Facebook.
But you're not getting that same publicity though as other comedians.
You miss out on that.
Yeah.
People who go through the program looking for a show and But I think that's changed a lot over the years too. Like, yeah, a lot of things are online now.
You mentioned before about the trolling, because everyone goes through it that's online now, and it's just horrific.
Yeah.
How do you respond to hecklers and those people that give you a hard time?
I've been pretty lucky where I haven't had heaps of it over the years, but I do get a bit. The main thing is because I'm using Facebook and things, so I know it'll pop up. You know how all their algorithms and things, so it pops up on people's things who don't want it. So I do see comments like, what's this? I don't get it. People will tag someone and then they'll go be angry at that person for tagging them. And I think it used to sort of hit me a bit, but I've learned to sort of different way to look at it, where I'm like, I know I'm a bit niche, right? So that's like, you know, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. Yeah. And I'm sure that's for many different acts. It's very rare to find someone who just transcends. I've seen like, who's some of these really big acts, like Husey, he cops grief.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, he's pretty, like, for most people, but then there's people who hate him, or.
Yeah.
But then, I didn't mean to just pick him. I don't know why I thought that.
No, they also.
There's some.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe like Carl Barron probably doesn't cop grief because everyone loves him, but I'm sure there's someone who doesn't get it.
You know, everyone's cup tea. That's a really good way of putting it, Goxie.
Yeah. Like, and I know I'm a bit weird. So when people are like, you know, even today I posted about this show and someone went, who are you?
Oh.
And I just went, I'm like, well, I don't know how he must have popped up on his thing or something. But then I'm like, well, I don't expect you to know me. And that's what's funny these days. The comment sections is everyone has something to say, right?
Yeah, that's right. Keyboard warriors. Yeah.
And I always think it's funny when it's like someone is so successful, right? I've seen people comment under like Taylor Swift going, who? And it's like, mate, she's selling billions of, like, I don't, you know, she's traveling the world, selling out stadiums, and Dazza from, you know, Dazza from Bayswater is saying who. I don't think it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so not going to affect
that's her. A good way to deal with it. But I've had some, you know, like, and there's some who, like, will just, like, and follow me constantly, like, saying stuff to me. But I think they're like, I said something about their sports team or something in the comments. So I probably started by being in the comments section, you know? But it's funny because it's like, you know, sports, it is what it is. We're all just stirring each other up, but people take it to heart.
You just got to take it with a grain of salt, don't you? It's the same as comedy. When you do a show, I'm sure you've dealt with hecklers before, and you just got to ignore them and there's lots of great people in the room that are enjoying what you do. So
at the end of the day, it's like, I just hope to get, like, make some people happy, make them laugh. And I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
It's a great attitude.
And it's like I said, there might be 30 at a show, 40, you know, whatever. Like, the numbers fluctuate, but I'm stoked that they're there. Like, you didn't have to be here, you know. I'm glad you're there. You could have been at home or whatever.
Yeah.
And you came. I appreciate that. And it's like, I'm trying to make you happy. That's it. Like, I want to. That's what makes me feel good, is to hear people laugh, see them smile. I get feedback from people, send a message, say I like that thing you did, and it means a lot to me. And
100%.
And I've had that feeling with performers, like a band or a comedian, or that they've made me feel great.
It's the best, isn't it?
Give that to someone.
Yeah, you know? And the same as when I get feedback that it's been a good interview or something that I've done.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel nice, like,
absolutely,
knowing that you make a difference in someone's life. So, no, I totally agree with that. Well, Aaron Gox, thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks so much.
Comedy Legends, mate.
On you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Absolutely awesome to have you, and all the very best for tomorrow night, and look forward to seeing you down there.
Kick a few talks.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.